Home Affairs and Immigration Minister Tony Burke has slammed the opposition's new migration policy, heavily criticising its controversial terms at a press conference yesterday. The proposal also includes a hardline crackdown, including social media vetting, a safe country list, tougher deportation measures, and a stricter test of national values and screening. Amid debate between the two major parties, advocates of the migrant and refugee communities have also pushed back, with many saying the language around the policy is divisive. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre fear the move could signify dangerous, harmful approaches that punish people seeking safety and divide the community. The Wire's Sam Giorgio spoke with their deputy CEO, Yana Favario.
We were deeply concerned with the launch announcement of the Liberal Party's new immigration policy. In particular, areas that we're concerned with are reintroduction of temporary protection visas. These have been brought in twice in the past and have then been rejected because they're failed. That's where people who are granted refugee status are only given a temporary visa status, meaning that they're constantly living their lives in limbo. There is huge documented evidence of the harm and suffering. There were other elements such as English language testing, of Australian values statement, social media, a task force being set up. So not only was it the substance, but also the discriminatory nature in it and targeting communities based on faith and nationality.
It's mentioned in the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, the media release, that policies like this are dangerous and made to divide the community. What is some of the language being used that Australians need to be on the lookout for?
Well, politicians and anyone with a mouthpiece and ability to shape national narratives and conversations should be very mindful of the language and tone that they're using. Specifically, Angus Taylor talking about good and bad migrants and undermining the refugee protection system, targeting refugees fleeing from Gaza. That is all language that specifically is meant to instill fear and division. The comments were vile and hateful. I felt sick listening to them because every day we work with refugee people seeking asylum and more broadly migrants and trying to pit them against each other or think that there are some who are good or who are bad is really disgusting and should be no place for it and should be rejected outright.
How does Australia's commitment against conflicts across the world, especially in recent years, pair with this new policy against migration?
If we just have a look at the humanitarian catastrophes that are happening around the world in recent year, I mean, most recently, Lebanon, Iran, Gaza, Ukraine, Afghanistan, the world does have a responsibility to step up. And there have been times when Australia has responded really well, when we've offered increased humanitarian intakes, when we've offered those who are in Australia temporary humanitarian stay visa pass. So there are options that are available to Australian governments, and some of those have been done under Liberal governments. So this should be bipartisan. Humanity and compassion should be bipartisan.
Ethnic Communities Council of Australia is calling on Australians to reject divisive narratives on migration. Chair Peter Dukas, OAM, raises concern about the politicisation of migration.
Well, I think it changes the way the world will see us. We've been such a welcoming country to migrants within quite strict migration laws that are still in place today. And those laws, while they've been the subject of political discourse, have not been overly controversial within the political zeitgeist. And I think this is a departure from that. And I think that that departure from Australia's great multicultural tradition is what we will mourn if this policy is implemented.
I guess when it comes to Australia and our overarching cultural fabric, why is and why has migration and diversity been so important for Australian identity, society, our economy, and I guess specifically our workforce as well?
Well, migration and diversity is Australian identity today. Outside of our First Nations communities, the principle of migration is the defining factor of what it means to be an Australian. It's not a question of insiders and outsiders per se. It is always a question of migration and when that migration occurred. And I think that building this country in that way is the central question that we think government should be concerned about.
The Coalition's recent policy has received significant pushback from peak bodies like your own, along with other migrant advocacy groups and some politicians from what I can see. What are you calling for now, and what actions do you want to see in response to this policy proposal?
Australian multiculturalism as a principle has been generally bipartisan, and it has been governed throughout the last 50 years, at least, by sensible policies that have ebbed and flowed with the political climate of the day. And we would like a return to that sensible dialogue about what it means not only to be an Australian and what kind of Australians we wish to create from migration.
Peter Doukas, OAM, Chair of the Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, speaking with me.